I'm all right with me.
Good thing.
Yeah. Good thing one of us is.
Maybe what? I'm standing. I'm looking forward to Andrea being here tomorrow from Australia to do our weekly exercise routine. It actually has become daily, hourly for me. Speaking of Andrea's, Andrea's not here. Well, that Andrea's not here. Andrea Mitchell, yesterday, in an interview that I saw her conducting with Secretary Napolitano, the business about cyber attacks and what's been going on. Apparently, there are a number of things that we are not aware of that we ought to be aware of, or at least they aren't being discussed as much. You know, it's the old thing, whatever gets the grease, Sarah Palin riding a motorcycle into Washington apparently is more important than these deadly viruses that are clobbering all kinds of things, whether it's public or private. You can see examples. For example, this horse. Have you seen this? Horse circuit.
What?
The story of the. I'm looking at my page that I use for the news. I have my access to all of these various sites. I'm on Reuters, AP, CNN. I'm on MSNBC and Fox. By the way, there's a fascinating story in the New York Times about Roger Ailes. You see that, Roberta? Roberta would see the Times.
No.
Yeah.
No, not today. I haven't looked at the Times today.
If you look at this story, it makes Roger Ailes out to be, now, again, the New York Times isn't going to be actually his friend. You know that. But apparently he is obsessed with Muslims. He has a glass, he has a bulletproof glass door and window in his office and won't let the, you can't, if you're a Muslim wearing Muslim garb, you can't get into Fox. They won't let you in because
really?
He has such a phobia about Muslims. Yeah, right.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there was a guy delivering something to Fox, and he thought it was a terrorist attack, and ended up the guy was delivering a pizza or something. I don't know, whatever. You know, but the story makes him really look bad. And the guy made $43 million running Fox last year. He liked the thing. Then he's sort of grounded in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, that's not the...
Most rich people, once they get to the point where they're no longer attached to reality,
right?
You know, they lose it.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Okay. So I was talking about the viruses and the things that are now becoming a real problem because they're being used in so many different ways. And this has brought around again to our focus whether there could be a war fought over people stealing things on the internet. And this apparently is a real, at least the consideration, is that these cyber attacks are very possible. They can be used against the military. They can be used against private businesses, clubs. I was just talking about that one club. So whether or not we ought to be prepared to take military action against somebody who uses the internet to attack us or uses computers or technology to attack us. And the most oft used example is somebody hacking into the central bank, for example, and unloading billions, if not trillions of dollars. So they take that and move it. Do you just go, you know, send some planes to wherever the stuff went and bomb them and then take it back again? How do you get it back? Where does it go? Because you all know money is just a figment. When you
It's O's and ones in somebody's ledger.
Yeah. I have a bank account and there's X number of dollars in it. So it says in the bank account, which has been.
But do they physically have a dollar bill to represent every dollar that you have in your bank account?
No.
Right.
They don't have anything.
Well, they do, but it's somewhere else being invested, which
I'm not even sure that it is
someone else.
I think it's a figment of our imagination. Think about it for a minute. You write a check, and it goes. You send it in the mail to somebody, and they take it to the bank, and they put it in their bank account, and it, those numbers appear on your statement. But did the actual dollar that did somebody take $2,000, which is the amount of the check, and physically carry them to the bank so there's $2,000 there?
No. They send a check.
That's all. It's just
one bank pays another bank, they do it electronically.
But think about how much smoke and mirrors is involved in this. Because that's really what it is. Okay, you don't have enough money in your account because the last piece of paper that came in said you wrote a piece of paper that said 4 on it, and the last piece of paper that came in here had a 2 on it, so therefore we need another 2. You need another piece of paper.
So the question is there a printed dollar bill in circulation, an actual printed dollar bill for every single dollar of American money that there is in circulation?
No. There isn't. Not even close.
Because they don't need that much. Why waste all that money on a printed dollar bill when actually the money that I give to the bank is actually invested on Wall Street or in some retirement fund somewhere or purchases the building that I'm sitting in as an investment? Because that's how banks make their money. Mm-hmm. They invest it, then they make more money. But where is all the actual dollars? Where are the dollars?
The Pentagon said this week it would consider all options if our country were hit by a cyber attack that was aimed at cleaning out either our technology secrets or money. And then I would think to myself, okay, how would you go back and get that which you can't see? Where are you going to, what you need is another way transferring the money back to where it was, or at least transferring the imaginary. This is mind blowing, actually, when you get right down to it. It's because there's nothing there.
It's fascinating.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's not, they're going to take what? They're taking nothing. But yet they're taking something. The something is nothing.
How do you get the nothing into your account?
Yeah.
To be something.
Right.
Where do I carry the one?
And I add the zeros.
Yeah. But you see how this really becomes...
How do you steal a figment of your imagination and then use it? How does somebody who steals the money, then convert that into dollars?
Mm.
Or do they? If they're in, Afghanistan, just for example, or Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
If they're in Saudi Arabia, what's the currency there?
The currency is...
How do they convert it into that so that they can use it?
Yeah.
When it just came in as zeros and ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's way too deep for me today.
Well, but it really is. It's very complex. The whole system is, and that's what they're worried about. Now things become so complex. What happens if somebody hacks into it?
Think about this. Maybe they don't need to steal it. Maybe they just need to make it disappear to damage our economy so badly.
Yeah.
They don't need to steal it and use it. They just need to make it poof.
Well, are they really stealing it anyway? Why wouldn't you, if you could get a hold of it, take it and use it for whatever your own needs, wants, or desires are?
If you could hack into the Fed and make a couple of billion bucks just disappear, you couldn't cash it. You couldn't just show up with a couple of billion dollars in any account anywhere around the world. They'd find it.
Yeah.
So the intent would just be damage our economy by making it disappear. All of a sudden, the United States has a couple of billion dollars.
So then do we launch an attack against whoever those people are?
Who do we attack?
Nigeria.
That's exactly right. Mm. But Nigeria, they're the pickpockets of digital. Yeah.
They're not that smart. They cleverly
they
come
get
up $100 with
$100 or $500 out of your, some schmo.
Now,
we're
talking about some Russians here. Yeah. The Russians
are
the most dangerous.
The Chinese, baby.
The Russians.
Yeah, you don't think the Chinese are trying to attack into our economy like
that? No, because it kills them. It's stupid. The Russians don't depend that much on our economy.
They
don't
have a leg up.
Yeah. The Chinese do. They have no customers for their
crap. We buy a lot of oil from Russia.
Yeah. Not enough for them not to think that they... And by the way, remember, there are a lot of rogue elements in Russia. Russia's a big company.
Oh,
rogue
it's run by the mob.
Yeah.
The Russian mob.
And Palin. There's a Freudian slip. Putin. How about this? Mr. Putin, meet Ms. Palin.
Yeah.
Ms. Palin, meet Mr.
Palin,
Putin.
Putin. Putin, Palin.
Mr. Putin, Palin. Like, Tutankhamun.
How about some pizza?
Putin, Palin. Yeah. Pizza for Putin and Palin.
It's the Putin
pepper on the pizza with Putin
it's
and Palin.
It's the Putin Palin pizza party.
You guys are so sick.
What are we
sick.
Doing here, people?
You're so sick. I bet Stern's not doing this morning.
Yeah, Stern's is too busy complaining.
Jen and Roberta just kind of zoned out.
They're like, what are they doing? I hear a lot of peas.
Peas.
Who's peeing?
And by the way, pee, did you hear, Richie, that pee's good for you if you got a cut in your leg?
Pee on it.
The MetaFast, I've been working on my MetaFast. I'm cooking MetaFast.
I'm having my oatmeal right now.
All right, so I've had this morning chicken with rice soup, and I just made some brownies.
And you mixed it with the chicken and rice soup, right?
No, I didn't do that. That's gross. I wouldn't. I do.
You're
gross.
Saying that's gross?
Yeah, but I wouldn't put chocolate in there. That may be the only thing. That's where I stop. I stop.
Oh, you don't pollute chocolate. Okay.
No, no, you can't mess up chocolate. But at any rate, I was making the, and I poured it into the little cup, the container, and I spilled some of it on the counter.
Ooh.
And it dribbled over onto the floor, and I had to get it up quickly because Charlotte would go eat it normally, but you can't let the dog have chocolate. But the stuff, those brownies, I think I've had the most success with the brownies. Of all of the things that the MetaFast Meal Plan
brownies
are
good.
Has, the
and
brownies
you know, that's
are
the
very
one
good.
Thing I can't seem to get right. I can
Why?
Do everything else, and it comes out perfectly. The brownies,
I can't do
I
the shakes
know.
Right.
I can't do
the pudding and the shakes.
I just finished
you
one of the shakes.
You can't do the puddings? Really?
The pudding's
the ice.
Easy.
You got to chop
shakes.
Up the ice.
The shakes are easy.
No, that's soft serve you're talking about.
Yeah, is that what that
I
is?
Have trouble with soft serve because I don't have a new.
You have to crush the ice
yeah.
with the soft serve.
We
that,
don't
that's
have
the
those
key. You have to put the ice
We're
inside
not
a towel.
Like Roberta.
And like, no, you put the ice inside a towel and take a hammer and just smash into tiny pieces.
Why don't you use
pieces.
A blender?
No, because it doesn't put it into tiny pieces enough.
Sure, it does.
No, it doesn't. Fun.
You remember the old Don Ho song, Tiny Pieces?
Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles.
I'm trying to make this work for the commercial. Tiny pieces.
Oh, I don't have tiny bubbles.
800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken to save a lot of money on your MetaFast meals. Losing weight. This is the way to do it to ensure, to guarantee, to be confident you'll be successful.
Mm.
Lose the weight. We all have gotten involved in this. And it works so well because these meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfying. So call 500. No, probably not.
No.
Add 300 to that. Yeah. Call 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save $50. MetaFast makes it easy to lose weight.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back. But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
800-510-8255 or Doug@DougSteffen.com. Got some interesting email and Facebook stuff. We'll check into that info in a few minutes here on Good Day.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Birthdays, as we get started here, acknowledging those who have a few notches on their belt, if you will, and certainly Andy Griffith, born this day 1926, 85 today, a healthy 85. He's very, he's just one of those people you know you like. By the way, he shares this birthday with Marilyn Monroe, if you didn't know that. Happy birthday to her, even though she's not around. She'd be 85.
Wow. Huh? Man, that'll run you out of breath.
Right. All right, next up is Patrick Charles Boone.
Ah, jeez. Here we go.
Here we go, Richie.
Writing love letters in the sand.
April love, Moody River, ain't that a shame? I almost lost my mind. Friendly persuasion. Don't forbid me. Probably had the most success, though, in terms of career longevity with his gospel music. Acted in a lot of shows, had a television show in the 50s and 60s. He's, by the way, the great-grandson of Daniel Boone, in case you didn't know that. Did you know that, Richie?
What a turn that family tree took.
Yeah. Remember him and how much trouble he got into with the evangelicals when he wore leather to promote one of his albums?
Yeah, he went rock and roll.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That was funny.
Yeah. Okay, next up
funny, kind of weird.
Is Morgan Freeman, who drove Miss Daisy.
How's your granddaughter, Morgan?
Was in Unforgiven, Robin Hood, the Prince of Thieves. was in Outbreak, Amistad, Deep Impact. I liked him in The Invictus. Wasn't that the name of it last year?
Yeah. That's a good movie. Great actor. Kind of a creepy guy, though.
Kind of, exactly.
Dating your granddaughter.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Having children with her or something, right?
Just relations, I think. Yeah.
All right, so we'll move off of that. Thank you very much. Looks like Ron Wood from the Stones. Guys that you want to stay as far away from as possible, this guy looks like that to me. Born in the state 1947, Mr. Wood, 64 today. Jonathan Pryce, the actor you would recognize if you saw him in a lot of Shakespearean stuff, but a lot of popular movies, too. He was a bad guy in one of the James Bond movies. He's normally, in movies, he often plays the bad guy. So, okay, that's fine. That's what you want to play. Rene Aubergenois. Is that how we pronounce that?
Who be that?
He was one of the lawyers in Boston Legal.
Oh.
He was one of the principals of the firm. Yeah, Benson.
Oh, yeah.
Police Academy.
Yeah, sure.
Played silly roles. Brewster McCloud.
I remember him.
He's in MASH. Right, Star Trek. So that's his story.
Very French-looking guy.
Powers Booth's birthday is today. This date, 1948, got an Emmy for the Guyana tragedy. Story of Jim Jones. But he's played a lot of angry guys, tough guys. He was the nasty vice president that became president in 24 for like a season and a half.
Yeah.
You didn't like him at all in that. Let's see here. Who's up next, Richie? Looks like Graham Russell from Air Supply. All Out of Love. The one that you love. Lost in Love. I love this stuff. Richie, you can always say, I love this stuff. Well, I love this stuff. Very good.
I'll give you this one.
All right, thank you. Looks to me like Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn is 58 today.
It's more like it.
I thought they broke up, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. Lisa Hartman, born in the state 1956, was Kathy on Knott's Landing.
Had a crush on her.
Good for you, Richie. Simon Gallup, bass player with The Cure, is 51 today.
I always think twice before I take a shower in a motel. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. You won't catch me near the Bates Motel on the Universal Studio Tour.
So the tour guide was telling the passengers about the movie and how Hitchcock shot it.
Stephen Chouhet, author of the book Hollywood Stories.
And all of a sudden, a man came out from behind the Bates Motel with a wig and a dress and a knife. And the people on the tram are chuckling nervously, but this guy looks like a maniac. So he's running towards the tram. He raises the knife. Now people are starting to scream on the tram. And then he took off the wig, and it was Jim Carrey. After the people calmed down, he signed autographs.
Now, apparently, once in a while, someone, not Carrey, jumps out at the tourists as they ride by. For the real scary deal, watch Psycho. The movie opened 51 years ago this month. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all her programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that could come. We have, in loose terms, the email stuff that comes to us, Doug at DougStephan.com, but we also have the Facebook posting. So why don't you give us the official welcome for those who send us communication via the internet, Richie, in any number of ways. And then rehash what you were just saying. We were talking earlier about what is the problem, appears to be a problem anyway, if you have followed this, DougStephan.com, and in other stories, other ways of trying to understand what's going on, the Pentagon is worried, the Defense Department is worried, the country is worried, apparently, leadership of the country is worried about, and this has got to be, this just happened yesterday? Or is there something going on that they have reports about that they're not really telling us about?
No, I've been hearing that they are beefing up their cyber defenses over the past few months.
Is that an excuse for more money being spent on the defense bill, or is there something to it?
It very well could be, but, you know, hey, listen, don't you think that's something worthwhile? Because that is the war of the future.
Okay, so then what are our people saying on Facebook? What are you getting for responses?
We had the conversation about money and whether there is actually a physical dollar printed for every single bill that, you know, like if I have $100 in my bank account and you have 100 and she has 100 and they have 100 or whatever it is,
where is it?
There a physical dollar
if
in that bank
everybody
account?
Everybody goes to get the dollars out at the same time.
Right.
The answer is no, you won't be able to get them because they aren't there.
I posted on my Facebook, Doug and I just had a totally confusing conversation about money. Is there a physical dollar in your bank account for every dollar you have, or is it a digital shell game where the bank and the government just trade O's and 1's? Does the government print a physical bill for every dollar in circulation? And Rico says, let's all withdraw our money from the bank on the same day and find out.
Marty Pant.
That's a good idea. Why don't you post that? You have that. That's posted there anyway. Let's see if people
react on my, to that. That's on my Facebook page.
All right, so send it over to my Facebook page.
Jennifer can copy it over there.
All right, Jennifer, you're in charge. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli. Here on the Good Day program, here's Charlotte Maxwell, who says, Dear Doug, sorry about your mowing mishap. I feel badly. No. This is a story from last week when I ran over in the same day a deer, a rabbit, and what was the third one?
I made quite a stew out of it all.
So yesterday, this makes it even worse. Last night, I ran over a cat.
What is
your problem?
Earlier in the day, I ran over a turtle in a field that looked like an upside. You know how... People, I'm so upset with people that throw things into my hay fields. They just throw their plastic cups. This looked like
I'm upset with top. You for killing animals.
Okay, Jennifer, then you get on the tractor and you show me how to avoid doing it when the hay's 4 feet high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were in the hay when you ran them over?
Well, the cat wasn't, but the cat ran out in the road.
How did the cat miss a deer?
The cat ran right into the truck. Right. I mean, like, hello, I'm there. It was after dark. I could see this cat, and she's sitting over the other side of the road. And I said to Donald, who was in the truck, look out, this cat's about to jump into the road. So I slowed down, and she waited. It was like she waited. She was committing suicide. It jumped right in front of the truck.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
All right, the turtle looked like a little, like the top off of a plastic. You know how, let's take the Metafast thing that you use for shaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how that plastic blue thing is on the top of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This looked like that, only it was black, and it was in the field. And by the time I had run over it, it was too late because, you know, all it looked like was the top of an old plastic jar.
Oh, God, I love this post. Listen to this.
Why?
Colin now says, no. No dollars in the bank. Strict rules now actually prevent banks from keeping more than a set number of bills in at one time. The FDIC insurance, less money for the robbers to steal, and I guess to control people being able to make a run on the bank. And Enrico's back, and he says it's why they love charging bank fees. They don't actually have the money, but they get to type the zeros and ones in and take yours.
Yeah. Lovely. Thanks for that, Rich. That's making me feel much better.
I know. It's not happening.
All right, well, between me killing all the animals and you taking all my money.
It's a good day.
Right. Let's have a good day. Anyway, this lady, Charlotte Maxwell, says, I like your dog, Charlotte. Good choice. All right. So here's Ned Hansen, who writes. And by the way, thank you for all of you that try to keep up with all of the things that we're doing here. It's an important part of what we do. It's just connection. It's communication. It's feeling like you're sort of in the loop. It's like a good relationship with a spouse, a man or a woman. Having the connection and being excited about having the connection is very cool. So the website helps a lot with that and the Facebook page. And so when I say something that's wrong, somebody catches me in one way or another. Last week we were talking when the president was in England about the Bill of Rights and or well, they have a constitution. I think I said they have no Bill of Rights, and what I meant to say was they have no Constitution. And Mr. Hansen corrected me on this. England does have a Bill of Rights and has had it for centuries, longer actually than we've existed in our country. They've been a limited constitutional monarchy since the days of William of Orange. The king and queen have no political power. The prime minister and parliament govern. Ned is a listener in Wisconsin on WAYY. All right? So, again, we learn from these conversations. This is like the classroom of the air. Sammy writes, Doug, you went too far when you were talking about Elizabeth Taylor. I remember when she died, I said something about her. I think I made a reference to her being on the compost heap of life. And this guy said it was decidedly not funny.
Yeah, maybe.
And so far beneath you. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer. All right, let's see here. Controversy about citizenship and the problems in California, letting 36,000 men and women out of jail because they are overcrowded, brings us back around to illegal aliens and those who are here and stay here, come here, take advantage of the system. So this person, Dan Davignon, says, if any Mexican is given citizenship by any USA citizen that wants... Wait a minute, no. If any Mexican is given citizenship, comma, which isn't there, any U.S. citizen that wants ought to get Mexican citizenship. And you know what? I never thought about that.
Oh, there'll be a run on that. That's
a one-for-one deal.
Yeah.
What do you think, huh? We ought to have full rights in Mexico. What's wrong with that?
The president of Mexico thinks that we should be able to give Mexicans illegal status and citizenship. So, sure. Turnabout is fair play, brother.
Exactly.
See?
Thank you.
See?
19 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lots of food for thought splashing around in our minds here this morning and this day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, equal opportunity. What is the
like
problem 30 here?
30 seconds ago.
Well, we were talking. Well, we had a number of things here that were floating around the connection
like 30
to Facebook.
Seconds ago, we were talking about something.
30 seconds ago, we were playing a commercial.
But running over that. Animals, running over small,
no,
helpless animals
that.
With his tractor.
It's terrible that all four of us can't remember.
Yeah. It was the Bill of Rights. The
yeah, the British Bill of Rights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay,
you remember anything. What's the
thank
matter
God
with you
God for you,
people?
Dougie.
Yeah, thank you. All right, here's an email from...
if he didn't have the email in front of him, he would have remembered
either. Maggie Simony, who appreciates this program and is not a happy person when we're not on. She lives a fit and pain-free lifestyle. She's happy to have the information about Salon Paws. She wakes up every morning at 5 o'clock. She's in Cape Canaveral, and she has decided this program is an oasis. And one of the reasons, few reasons left to listen to talk radio. She says that the only other oasis is Michael Smirkanish, who, by the way, I used to not like, but I do like listening to him now. I don't really know Michael. I think I may have met him once, but I don't really know him. But he actually does offer a pretty good, balanced approach, and he's intelligent, and has he keeps it moving, keeps the conversation going. I like him, frankly. Anyway, this lady talks about what she likes and what she doesn't like. She's commenting on a bunch of callers who she's heard on the program. She said that she spent a week systematically calling various hosts, and when she reached a free line, she gave the screener a lot of information and usually tried to be dishonest before she got on the air to see if she could get on the air by fooling the screener. She says Limbaugh's screener is a total fraud because he's such an egomaniac. I don't know whether she's talking about Schnerdley or whether she's talking about Rush. Then Lou Dobbs used to be pretty good, declining. Laura Ingraham is the worst, absolutely the worst. And she's one of these really interesting people. She took it upon herself to call the call-in lines for all these shows to see how she'd be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is her review of the shows based on how she's treated by the screener. So you know how important that is, Richie.
That's, yeah.
And Michael,
that's,
or whoever
that's a bad way to do it because the screeners, that's the toughest job in radio.
Yeah.
Because for every person like you that calls in that's very nice and very cool and very average, there are 10,000 nuts.
Yeah.
That call in and just, you know, they want to talk about conspiracy theories or just some other crazy topic because they want to be heard on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's a tough job. So these people end up having, they get really cynical and have to kind of breeze through them. So, that's tough.
How do you think that it's not you don't think that it's what she's suggesting? You think all of these
people? I wouldn't judge a radio show based on the guy who has to weed out all of the crazy people.
Yeah. There are crazy people listening to the program?
There are a lot out there.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? These people are intelligent, articulate,
wonderful, most of them are.
Hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But then you get your occasional nut, you know, calls in and you can't let those people on the air because it's against law.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nobody told me that.
I'll get my license.
Here's an email from somebody from Scotland. Hi, Scotland. Hello, Scotland. Scotland to America. It's 49 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Word of the day today was elephant. You can see the video of an elephant assisting in the tornado cleanup in Joplin at DougSteffen.com. The circus was in town. It was pretty cool.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
30.
It's something most of us do every single day, several times a day, and it might be causing a cancer risk. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So what is it that we do every day that might be raising our risk of cancer? Here's a hint. This happens to be one of the ringtones on my wife's cell phone. Yes, we're referring to using our cell phones, and a United Nations-sponsored panel has issued its official finding that wireless phone use is possibly carcinogenic to humans.
Human evidence coming from epidemiological studies showing an increased risk for glioma, a malignant type of brain cancer.
That's Dr. Jonathan Sammet, working group chairman of the International Agency for Research on Cancer, who tells us more about this risk.
Wireless phone use was associated with the higher risk for glioma, particularly in those who had the most intensive use.
In other words, the more you use your cell phone, the greater the risk. More than 24 scientists from 14 countries reached this conclusion, but Dr. Sammet cautions more research needs to be done.
Many, many people around the world, of course, are using mobile phones, nearly 5 billion subscriptions worldwide.
And skeptics point out that the incidence of brain cancer has not increased during this period of time when cell phones have become so popular. But others advise it might be wise to use the hands-free speakerphone option on our cell phones whenever possible, rather than placing it right up to our ears. Oh, and by the way, not to make light of a very serious issue here, but I'd like to refer back to my wife's cell phone ringtone. This is her dedicated ringtone she programmed when I call her. Bad romance. Not a good sign. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6/4 to 7/30.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
A good start to a shortened work week on Wall Street. The Dow up 128 points yesterday, closing at 12,570. Gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Oil prices up $2.11 a barrel to $102.70. Very early this morning, a perfect touchdown and landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Your landing ends a vibrant legacy for this amazing vehicle that will long be remembered. Welcome home, Endeavour.
Endeavour and its six-member crew back home after a 16-day mission to the International Space Station, marking the end of Endeavour's final flight. Endeavour's sister ship, Atlantis, has been rolled out to the launch pad for its final mission. Atlantis has a July 8th launch date. It'll be the 135th and final flight for the NASA shuttle program. President Obama meets with House Republicans at the White House today to talk about federal spending. Last night, a measure to raise the debt limit above $14.3 trillion failed in the House. Republicans insist on linking any increase in the federal debt ceiling to deep spending cuts. NBA Finals in Miami, the Heat over the Dallas Mavericks, 92-84 in Game 1 of the best-of-seven series. We do have one of those friendly wagers between governors. Texas Governor Rick Perry is putting up a case of Texas barbecue sauce, while Florida Governor Rick Scott is wagering a Florida key lime pie. You'd think these guys would come up with something a little more than that, but times are tough. And finally, today is June 1st, and that means this. It's the start of hurricane season. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from today right through the end of November. The folks at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, point out the U.S. mainland hasn't been hit with a hurricane since 2008. Last year was an active year, but no direct hurricane hits. This year, NOAA is predicting up to 18 named storms, with 6 to 10 of them hurricanes, and at least 3 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher.
It is vitally important that regardless of the outlook, everyone be prepared.
That's NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco. Bottom line, you live in an area anywhere near the coast, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. By the way, the first name on the storm list this year is Arlene. Let's hope for a tropically depressed summer and that we don't even make it that far. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.